As the Valley Mental Health contract nears an end June 30th, Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says it was time to start the bidding process again for an entity to manage the county's mental health services, which includes contracting care providers, finances, and quality control.
Frankly, many of us expected that Valley Mental Health would continue to be the manager of mental health services, but the committee that was put together of mental health providers decided that Optum's proposal was a better proposal and was a new model for providing mental health services, and they thought perhaps a better one.
Caroon says there will be some bumps in the road during the transition, including issues with transporting patients to their appointments. Valley Mental Health had been doing that in the past, but most likely won't in the future. Optum Health is requesting bids from area businesses to provide that service. And current Valley Mental Health clients may be seeing new therapists, doctors, or case managers. But Caroon and other stakeholders say they're dedicated to smoothing those bumps. Sherry Whitwer with the National Alliance on Mental Illness stands behind Valley Mental Health, saying the change wasn't brought about because the current system is flawed.
There's no question the mental health system statewide, nationwide, has defects and flaws that we need to be working on. But the result of Optum getting the contract was because of a fair competitive bid process.
Rick Ellariaga, executive director of Optum Health's operations in the county, says the company will provide a new 24/7 crisis mobile response team to come to a person's home during a mental health crisis, as well as a new crisis triage center, which will be an alternative to the emergency room. He says in light of a decrease in Medicaid funding, there will be some obvious changes.
However, Optum Health is committed to increasing the innovative services to enhance what the existing structure is at this point. Crisis triage, mobile crisis units, in addition to what the existing services are, will help to manage that change through this decrease in actual funding that's occurring.
Douglas Gold, executive director of the Children's Center, which will be turning over its watch to Optum Health after working with Valley Mental Health, says he's feeling more and more confident about the transition.
The transition to Optum Health has stirred anxiety in the mental health community. The Children's Center has had our share of concerns about the transition as well, but I'm pleased to report that our experience with the Optum Health team has been nothing short of outstanding.
Salt Lake County Mental Health Services is holding an open house Thursday, June 9th from 5 to 7 p.m., where the public can meet with officials from Salt Lake County, Optum Health, and the National Alliance on Mental Illness to talk about the transition. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.